Welcome to Developer Advocate Stories, where we talk with developer advocates from all over the world. And with me, as always, Amit Bendor. Hi, Amit.
Hi, Ariel. Good to see you.
How are you?
So, I'm good. I'm very good. So today with us, Dotan. Hi, Dotan.
Hi, Amit. Hi, Ariel. Good to be here.
So let's start with the first question. So the first question, I would like to tell a little bit about yourself, Dotan, about your job, about your company.
Yeah, so my name is Dotan Horvitz. I work as a developer advocate at Logs.io. It's a company that works on sort of making popular open source tools for observability, logging, monitoring, tracing, security, available for developers as managed services, essentially. That's pretty fresh. I started almost together with the coronavirus. So it's about less than half a year in the company.
And a little bit about yourself before the time. How do you reach such a position?
Yeah, so I have an interesting journey, I think. I'm not sure if it's typical for other developer advocates, but it's quite interesting. I started off, obviously, as a developer for many years. And then I realized that I'm really interested in sort of, I have a passion for helping other developers, peers, colleagues, others to do things better, to do things smarter, do things simpler. And with that, I did a role as an architect, where I could, of course, do that within the organization. And then I switched to a solutions architect position, where I could do that with users outside of the organization, developers, and consult them on you know, how to architect, how to design, how to implement, how to choose open source tools and frameworks and methodologies. So that's I guess this is also the first role where I started doing things that are of developer advocacy without even knowing that this is what's it called. I in addition to doing the one-on-ones with the users, I also started, you know, compiling the knowledge, the experience, and started sharing it, distilling the different patterns, tips, best practices, and started sharing them with the other users, other developers. I started writing a blog. I started, you know, answering questions on Quora and wherever other forum that I could, share my knowledge and experience. I also started working with communities, open source communities. First, there was I worked at Cloudify, so we had our own open source, Cloudify open source. So building the community, developer community around that, and working with the community, and also working with bigger open source communities like OpenStack, if you know it. So setting up OpenStack Israel, I was one of the team that started OpenStack Israel, and DevOps activities and so on. So also the much of the community activity. From there, I moved on to product management positions. Again, under the same drive to understand better the needs, the pains of the users. The users being developers, because I was a product manager for developer platforms and frameworks. So understanding the needs, understanding the pains, and making the journey better, making the experience better, smoother, with more automation, more orchestration, and so on. So the same drive that led me so far. And when the opportunity, although I was on a path on product management, when the opportunity with Logs.io presented itself, it was a perfect match, because as I said, Logs.io is a startup that focuses on, you know, the best of breed open source tools and working with the communities behind these open source tools on making it accessible for them. So it's a great privilege to just work with the developer community on that and helping them, and also bringing their feedback from the community back into Logs.io to make sure that we improve and meet the needs.
Okay. So Dotan, I would like to hear a little bit about your day to day. How does it look like, maybe before the corona and also right now?
Yeah, so definitely the COVID-19 situation changed a lot the day to day, but and also it's, I think it varies a lot between different, not just between before coronavirus and after, but also between different organizations and even different personas. So I'm not sure if what I'm going to say is representative to others, but I would say that obviously the natural part is you know, the content. First of all, it's generating content, it's writing blog posts, it's you know, other types of contents, presentations and demos and so on, and of course delivering that content. So blog posting, blogging not only on the company blogs, blog or my own personal blog that I have, but also, you know, contributing to other you know, media sites, and so on, and speaking at meetups, at podcasts such as yourselves, and any other place where I can share knowledge. The other aspect is the community, is nurturing a community, because it's not just about making my voice heard, it's about interacting with the community. It's like organizing meetups, for instance. I'm part of the, if you know, the group CNCF Tel Aviv. CNCF is the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. It's a global foundation, and the local chapter here in Israel is the CNCF Tel Aviv, and I'm part of the organizing team. So again, here, there on the meetup group, it's not about me talking and sharing, it's actually about facilitating the platform for the community to share knowledge, for other people to speak, for other people to hear and to interact. So more of that sort of a community, or for example, we have a podcast that we started very recently about open source observability. Obviously, the domain that we deal with in Logs.io. But again, not about Logs.io as a company, but about actually inviting maintainers of open source projects and users of the different open source tools and so on to talk about their experience and share. So podcasting. And by the way, it's an opportunity, if you're in the domain and you want to talk about your experience, then feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter at Horovitz, Horovitz. That's also my nick on LinkedIn and on my blog, WordPress, on any other place, probably GitHub, you'll find me under that. So reach out to me whichever way you find comfortable, and definitely looking for more people in the community that want to contribute and take part. And of course, events in the coronavirus, you talked before and after. So obviously on the coronavirus age, much shifted to virtual. So for example, in May, we had a very large virtual event around open source observability, and as an example, and hopefully to have more. But time, of course, on social media, as I said, Twitter and Quora and similar, working with open standards. It's also about listening, you know, a lot about hearing where open standards work, like open telemetry, where open source projects stand, CNCF, as I mentioned, the foundation, and engaging with the community wherever it is. That's, I guess, the bottom line.
Okay, so very cool. As being a CNCF ambassador, I appreciate it a lot, and it's a great thing to do for the community, with or without the CNCF. And maybe Dotan, the last question can be something you know, something cool, crazy, or just a story that you can share with us about you know, communities and being there.
Yeah, so I guess one of the most interesting stories that occurred to me actually quite recently, after very shortly after I joined Logs.io, as I said, I joined right after the coronavirus pandemic broke out, and it was a very confusing times to start with a new company, in a new company, and also to start endeavoral activities. But what I was looking for in all of this confusion was actually to look for a way where I can connect Logs.io and my activity with the current situation and with the community, and see how we can actually contribute. And looking at Logs.io with assets like a strong backend for data ingestion and analytics, you know, based on Elasticsearch and Kibana and so on, I started thinking, how about we contribute to the community by providing a dashboard that feeds in real life data. And helps people just, you know, access the data and shed some light on the COVID-19 situation with all the confusion around it, so that you, I, even our parents can just access and find at any given moment what's the current situation, what's the history, how it evolved and the trends over time and so on. So it was really an exciting project where I also gathered lots of enthusiasts within the organization and outside, and set up in very quick turnaround the dashboard that is still very, very active, and I get lots of good feedback from the community. So a good way that it came out to be one of the most exciting projects I actually got to take part in as a developer advocate from a very, very quick and hectic situation in the coronavirus.
And the link is the time of this project?
It's under community.logs.io. So it's the community site of Logs.io, and you can just find under that the COVID-19 community dashboard.
Right. Okay. So I think it was great to talk about you, Dotan. And Amit, also a pleasure as always. Thank you very much, and until the next one.
Thank
you very much, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.